Hello, and thank you for joining us for a new inspirational moment with Seemalita Webb. Today, I wanted to talk a little bit about common courtesy and reputation and the family name. I see a lot of people behaving badly. The first thing I think of is who raised them? You know, what sense of moral obligation do they have, and what makes them feel entitled to be so mean? When I grew up, we always looked out for each other, we respected each other, and we saw that everyone had value. But that's not the norm anymore. And unfortunately, you know, we keep hearing more and more issues in the news, social media, and just when you talk to your friends and family. Some of it's like a microaggression, some of it is overt, and then some of it is just nasty. And you know, we never wanted our family name to be drug in the mud. So we were always careful and deliberate in our actions so that, you know, if we did something, it would not reflect badly on our family. You know, and I keep seeing these people who are just stepping out of their lane into other people's, you know, situation, and they are totally engrossed in these other people's lives. It's clear from their behavior that they don't like the people, but they're using any excuse to interject themselves into other people's private space. And it's just, it's tiring. I don't understand why people feel that they have been empowered to be nasty, disrespectful, and downright hideous at times. You know, I know that a lot of it comes from the top. And I think that we've run into people who were probably closet, I hate to say it, but they were probably closet racist, and they just never knew it, or they never wanted to admit it, or it was never safe for them to say it. Because when you look at these people, these are people we've been working with for the last 30, 40 years, and they were behaving themselves. As far as I know, most of them were behaving themselves. And now they have almost become empowered with hate, and they're doing things that make no sense to me. You know, as a mother of two male children, you know, it's just, it blows my mind what, you know, my children are faced with, and what other people that are not my biological children are faced with that share their stories with me. And I'm sitting here looking at these thinking that most of the aggressors are adult people, you know, and I want to know what is wrong with them that makes them feel that they can chastise grown people, question grown people, and disrespect grown people. I saw an article today where a woman was jogging, and this woman just hurled these racial epithets at her, and then she threw a bottle. I mean, who in their right minds thinks of throwing a bottle at another human being? You know, and with so much media out here, video cameras are everywhere. People are throwing rocks, and they're trying to hide their hands, and they're getting caught. And, you know, it's some of the behavior is questionable. Some of it is unfortunately comical. And then there are other parts like this, which is violent. You know, what makes somebody be willing to end up in an orange jumpsuit with a number on their back? Because realistically, that's what's going to happen when they catch this woman who threw that bottle. You know, stop it. You know, if your friends aren't telling you, I'm going to say it, stop it. Because it makes no sense. You are becoming the very thing that you say you hate, which is aggressive, overbearing, assertive, nasty, rude, and violent. If that's what you're fighting against and you're angry about, you're the one perpetrating it. Leave people alone that are not bothering you. Let people walk, let them run, let them go to the park, let them get on the bus, let them live. You know, people just want to live. And, you know, you're acting up in the stores in front of your children. You're acting up in front of your babies. You're putting your babies in harm's way behind cars. And I'm sitting here going, what in this grandmother's mind made her feel she had the right to block in someone else's car that she didn't know? You know, and the police keep showing up, but they're not arresting some of these people. You know, the family where the man was in his own car, and then the police, they showed up because this woman was saying, get out of my car, get out of my car. And everybody ran thinking that, in fact, this black family had taken this Caucasian woman's car. And the police show up. The man is able to confirm it's his car, and they go about their business. Now, mind you, she started almost a riot. People are beating on the car, hanging on the car. They're fighting for this woman because she's come out and said this is her car that this black family just got into. And lo and behold, the woman didn't even own the car. It wasn't her car, but nobody stopped to question her. You know, the case with the children being sped upon, excuse me, the child being sped upon by the off-duty firefighter. I want to say that was in Phoenix, you know, and then the case of the family who thought the child had picked up a dollar store doll, and you come out and you got five or six cop cars and you're pulling your guns on babies. And you're handcuffing them? You know, what is it that we need to do? Because we can't reparent 50, 60, and 70-year-old people. You know, that's not even an option. But we have to do something because we're not collectively safe as a society. You know, and what's going to happen, and what I've seen happen, is that people are going to get tired. You know, and I'm not condoning violence, but people are swinging back. And that's a sad situation that you have to walk through America with your arms ready in a defensive stance because you don't know about the lunatic next to you. And I believe some of this is just lunatic behavior. There is no other reason to explain it. You know, you're seeing people with their face on top on the licking the windows. You're seeing people fighting because they don't want to wear a mask. And, you know, fighting for things that aren't even justifiably correct. If you don't want to wear the mask, stay home. If you don't like people who don't look like you, leave them alone. Don't try to egg them on to hit you. You know, it makes no sense to me. When you start classifying everyone as one bad apple, you have a problem. You know, I realize that not everybody out there that's causing a problem is one race or the other. I hope you think about what I've shared with you and the way that things are happening in the news. And you consider that the next time you see someone. Don't automatically think that because someone doesn't look like you, that they are going to be a bad person. You know, we should not be so quick to judge just because someone's complexion is different than our own. No one needs any more animosity in their day, and we all deserve to be respected. I hope that you have a wonderful morning, a beautiful afternoon, and a restful evening. Until we speak again, be well. Goodbye.